As you look back on your career, you're 91, and here we are 2009, are there any one, two, or three things that really stand out business-wise or in our city that you're really proud of? And PAC must be one of them.
And, of course, William Center is certainly one of them. I was also involved in building the Golf Club of Oklahoma out southeast part of town in the Kensington Shopping Center that was not too successful.
That's an interesting story, and probably not a lot of people know that at Kensington Shopping Center there, at 71st and Lewis, you went in, and who was your partner?
Oral Roberts, University.
Sackowitz was the anchor.
Was the anchor tenant, and then he went bankrupt.
But Oral and you both had to put in a significant amount of money.
Yes, we did, a tremendous amount of money.
What and, kind of money, do you remember?
Too much. That's as far as I can remember.
I understand. Oral was trying to invest, obviously, money that he had raised.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he invested in other properties. I suppose he did in the community, but that was the only venture, I guess, that you and Oral. You know, students will be listening to this. What would you say to students of now and for years to come? They're interested in business. They're leaving college. What kind of thoughts can you give them?
There's so darn many platitudes that come out. I guess the overriding one is that you have to earn the respect and the opportunities. I find so many people demand recognition and compensation. If you really dedicate yourself to what you're doing and work hard at it, so many people expect to have things given to them. Life isn't that way. If you sort of work harder and give more than you're expected to do, that it'll come to you. What I'm trying to say is that the opportunities will develop if you earn them instead of demand them.
Wouldn't you say that in your career, some of it was by fate or by luck that you were in a certain time?
Yeah.
But once you were given the opportunity, it's not luck then. You were able to take advantage of those opportunities.
I do say that.
So when luck comes along, we'd better be darn ready.
You got luck and fate and opportunity. They're all tied together. Mm-hmm. And timing. It's not all gravy. I mean, it's your health. I don't like being blind. It's not fun, but that's part of fate. I have a lot of other things that offset it.
And you've had this deterioration for the last 7 years, I believe.
Yep.
And how do you cope with that?
Do the best you can. My brother had it much worse, and my mother had it, so it's not surprising. Of course, my sons are pretty fearful. They're watching it pretty carefully.
I do ask people, you know, they always ask people as they get on in life how they'd like for them to be remembered. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I'm proud of what I've been able to do here in Tulsa. I don't brag on it, but I'm glad the name Williams is going to be around for a while. It's an old, corny thing. You know, it's a different thing when your name's on the door. It's quite a different responsibility. You want to be very careful that that name is preserved. So I am proud that Williams is, I think, is a better-known name in Tulsa today than it was before I came here 60 years ago.
Yeah. And your $25,000 that you started with today, the thousands and thousands of employees and their families and probably grandchildren and all that have come from that investment, it's got to make you feel good. And that today...
It does. You know, Williams is a very common name. In Ripley once, I saw where the most common name in America is Johnson and Williams the second. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
And then comes Jones, Smith, and Brown. I think the Williams name is hopefully respected in Oklahoma and in Tulsa. We certainly left a mark downtown. Interesting thing, when we built the building, we agreed with the bank and called the Bank of Oklahoma Tower. But we call it One Williams Center, so we both are happy.
Yes. And I would imagine, as I sit here, I could represent all of Tulsa and saying thank you, because that word doesn't always come back. I know you received many honors. But it's got to make you feel good that so many people are proud of this town because of what Williams has done to our community. And so on behalf of everybody, I simply say thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think for downtown, I don't know what would have happened if we hadn't have done that thing. We did it for our own sake, but downtown certainly would have been different if we hadn't built that north part of town.
No question about it.